This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Effingham authorities are asking the Illinois State Police to investigate a shooting inside St. John's Lutheran Church. Police said church security called 911 around 9:30 Sunday morning after spotting a suspicious vehicle and a man inside the building asking to speak with the pastor. No services were underway at the time. Effingham police and the Effingham County Sheriff's Office arrived and located the man a short time later. They learned the vehicle he arrived in had been reported stolen in Marion County. According to investigators, officers tried to restrain the man, and during the struggle, he pulled out a firearm. The gun discharged, and the man was struck. He was taken to a local hospital, then airlifted to a regional facility with life-threatening injuries. No one else was hurt. Illinois is imposing tighter state regulations on artificial intelligence companies under a new law enacted by Governor J.B. Pritzker. The law will make AI companies disclose safety practices and report significant safety incidents to the public. It also provides whistleblower protections to industry workers who raise AI safety concerns. Pritzker says the law is designed to safeguard the public against any AI system that might cause physical or financial harm.
Look, this is not about punishing businesses or stifling the potential of this technology. Quite the opposite. It's simply about addressing some of the dangers that AI can pose.
The measure passed in Springfield with bipartisan support. Illinois House Speaker Chris Emanuel Welch says a former far southwest suburban lawmaker engaged in, quote, unethical behavior. Former State Representative Harry Benton, a Plainfield Democrat, stepped down from his seat last Friday. He did so after Welch demanded his resignation. That came after Welch viewed a legislative inspector general report that outlined Benton's misconduct.
It was in the report that his behavior was outrageous, unethical, and unprofessional. That was enough for me to make the determination that he should resign.
Welch says the allegations against Benton likely will remain secret because the state's Legislative Ethics Commission lacks authority to release the report. This is WSIU.